皆さんおはようございます。菊池由美のポッドキャスト、今日は沖縄からです。私が今滞在しているのはコスタビスタというホテルです。ここは別名 EM ホテル、 EM っていうのはエフェクティブマイクロオーガニズムという、 EM ホテルと呼ばれているホテルです。北中城というところにあり、高台の上でとても見晴らしがよく、すぐそばには北中城にありますあやかりの森という、私たちがローフードの講演会をやったり、それから昨日とおとといはカレン・キングストンさんもですね、ここの場所で、ワークショップを行ったという場所です。カレンさんがここを選んだというのはですね、多分彼女はエネルギーを読みますので、そのエネルギー的にとても、いい場所っていうんですかね、そういうのがあるかと思います。前回は箱根で、今回は沖縄だけでのカレン・キングストンさんのガラクタ整理のワークショップだったんですね。昨日1日じゃないですね、2日間、5月9日10日と、私は、クリア・ユア・クラター、ガラクタ噴水整理術という、ワークショップに参加しました。そして今からですね、カレン・キングストンさんを迎えて、私のこのポッドキャストでインタビューしたいと思っています。いらっしゃいました。
And I interview many people, famous people from all over the world who does important work.
Okay.
So you'll be speaking. I have to translate into Japanese because the audience are only listening in Japanese.
Okay.
今カレンさんがやってきました。私はですね、これからカレンさんをインタビューしながら、時々日本語に訳しながらやっていきたいと思います。So.
Well, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank
you. So how are you today?
I feel great. We had a really good workshop.
Yes. Yeah. 今日はどうですかって言ったら、もう素晴らしいワークショップがあって、今日はすごいいい感じです。I feel the same way. Something very interesting happened. I just had an email yesterday from a friend.、Mm-hmm. I don't know him,、only exchanging emails.、Mm-hmm. He's a sculptor living in north part of Japan. And he said, my wife suddenly started cleaning the house.
Oh, yes.
And he happened to read my blog. I was writing about the clutter clearing.、
Mm-hmm.
And he was so surprised and emailed me.、
Mm-hmm.
Something coincidental happened. And she was actually reading your book、mm-hmm. at the same time.
Okay.
Out of blue,
Something's happening. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. I also lost my lymph pain here、uh-huh. I had from the workshop. It's kind of flowing now.
That's interesting. Okay.
私には2つのことが起こったんですね。昨日お友達がですね、旦那さんはちょっとEメールでやり取りしている友達なんですけど、奥さんが突然ガラクタ整理を始めた。で、私のこと全く知らないのに突然始めたからびっくりして、ブログ見たらユミさんもやってるっていうんで、なんかシンクロだねっていうメールのことを1つと、それから私のね、リンパ、耳の下の耳下性リンパっていうんですが、ここが痛かったのがですね、このワークショップに出た後、痛くなくなったんですね。すごい流れ始めて、何かが起こってるっていう話をしました。 So tell me, how long you've been teaching this all over the world?
I started researching it in 1976.、
Mm-hmm.
By 1978, I was already doing space clearing for myself.I didn't start public teaching until 1993.
Okay.
So many, many years of research and development.
Before you start teaching.
Yes.
I see. いつぐらいからやってるんですか?って言ったら、78年から自分自身のために始めて、リサーチを始めて、79年から自分のためにやっていて、その間もずっと自分のために、あとリサーチと、調査ですね、勉強、自分のための研修を積み重ね、そしてみんなに教えるようになったのは93年ということです。I was just reading two of your book again,、
mm-hmm.
and you met this wonderful lady, the Dennis Lin. Seems to be one of the starting point of
not really. I was assisting her at one of her. I was helping her at one of her workshops,、
mm-hmm.
And she does a form of space clearing, mm-hmm. but actually she studied with me. It's not the other way around.
Uh-huh,
she studied with me.
Oh, I see. But she is someone who noticed your ability, such a high level of ability, and she has a similar kind of ability and recognized.
She was teaching a workshop about past life therapy, and she invited me to talk to her students for an hour. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be 15 minutes, and it turned out to be an hour, about space clearing. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing started from there.
Mm-hmm. That's 1991.
Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah.あのこのエピソードについてはね、あのどうやって始めたんですかって言って、このデニス・リンさんって人があの大切な鍵を握ってますねって言ったら、そのことのエピソードはね、ガラクタを捨てれば未来が開けるの一番最初に書いてあるので、ぜひ読んでみてください。まあ、要するにですね、前世療法を教えていた、まあ、今ではお友達であるリンさんが、まあ、同じような能力を持ったあのカレンさんに気がついて、そこから始まったってことですね。So, tell me, how many workshops have you taught like this in the world since 1991 till now?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. So, it means that the world is getting a better place because of your workshop.
I hope so.
Yeah. Because it's not just cleaning your house, it's more.
Oh, that's tell just me. The beginning. Yeah.
Tell me
But what's more. Also very interesting is it's not just the number of workshops I've taught, it's the number of articles. If you...
like this one will be published in Japan.
Yes, like so many articles about cluttering, so many television programs, so many, you know, it's changed the whole world's view about clutter.
Yes, because you said, we used to believe clutter is asset.
Exactly,
But it's not, it's a clutter.
If you look at it from an energetic standpoint, it holds people back. It really does.
May I just translate what you said? いや、あの、何回ぐらいワークショップを教えたんですかって、もう数えきれないぐらい世界中でって。でもね、この、あの、ガラクタ整理っていうのは、ただ単に家の中をきれいにするとか、そんなことじゃないですよねって。これをすることで世界がより良い場所になっていますよねって。まあ、あの、そういうふうに望んでますって答えてくれたんですが、そして彼女はそのワークショップだけではなくてね、その記事とか新聞とかテレビのプログラムとか、そういうのにもすごいたくさん現れていて、人々のそのアイデアを変えました。つまり、私たちが資産だと思って持ってるもの、それが実は資産ではなくて、ガラクタだっていうこと。で、その古いものっていうのは、その人のエネルギーをこう、なんかこうドレインしちゃうんですね。そういう力があるので、それを彼女は変えているってことですね。Yes, I totally agree with you. We live very old home. We like it very much because there's nobody. It's from Edo period, 200 years old, and have tradition. And the people, no people in Japan live like that anymore. So we'd like to preserve it. But it's, you know, it's old house, so it has the old energy.
Yes.
So.How do I apply my liking this old home to preserving it? Like, it's like a museum in a way. But I want to also have this work I do in the world. I have to be more fast and, you know, modern world. How to fit those two together, holding this old home and fast pace of my work.
Well, that's where space clearing can come in.
Because
I've space cleared homes that are 500 years old, and the energy is like 1 meter deep off the wall. It's so thick. It's like treacle. But you can use the space clearing to completely clear that energy out and then bring in new frequencies that support you and what you're doing in your life. So that's next weekend.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't come next week and I have other commitment in home.
I'll be back.
Yeah, so I have to come and take. But I will be doing really deep reading again. I've read your book so many times. You know why? Because I'm very bad at clutter clearing. So that's why I have to come back and convince myself, this is clutter, but I still have things I couldn't get rid of.
There's always layers.
Yeah, sure. Oh, sorry, I forgot translating. あの、私はですね、あの、
You were asking about the old buildings.
あの、私の住んでるお家が200年のね、家なので、この古いエネルギーがいっぱいある、それをどうすればいいんでしょうって、それこそそこにあのスペースクリアリングという、今度来週ね、教えるスペースクリアリングでそれができるのよっていう話で、それをするとあの新しいエネルギーがやってきて、全て人生が変わっていくっていうんですね。で、まあ私の家はちょうどレノベーションしたばっかりなんで、かなりいい感じではあるんですけどもね。でも私はなかなかあのガラクタを捨てるのがどうしてももったいないっていうね、もったいない、you know the word。もったいないっていうのがすぐあのやってきちゃって、なかなか捨てられないのがあるんですね。でも今回こそはね、あの 決意をしたんですね。捨てるっていうふうに決意しました。Your workshop has been wonderful for me.、Our life has been very good. Again, and I have good marriage and lots of work and、the work we like, we love very much.、Mm-hmm. So it's very, 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 I should say, we are very successful in a way、mm-hmm. in our business and work and relationship and children. So except...The office is still messy.、Mm-hmm. That means if I improve my office, our work can be even better,、mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So、mm-hmm. it's amazing. It's already very good. So what、mm-hmm. more coming? I'm very, very excited to,、mm-hmm. to spend.
Well, maybe not.、maybe what you can get from Tati Kyo in your office is、mm-hmm. Maybe if you're already very successful, then what you will get is less stress.
I see.
Yeah, more ease. Things ease. Happen more easily.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do struggle some. Too many work, too much work in a short time. And、yes, demand from people. Yes. And okay,、that's be great.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Because when you look at your office, what you're looking at is a picture of what's happening inside you.
Yes.
And if it's like this.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's stressful. You'll live longer.
Right. Yes. 私の机がね今ね、まあ、あのたくさんのプロジェクト抱えてそれが全部出てるんですね。それを片付けたらきっともっといいことになるんだろうって言ったらね、あの多分もう私があの人生で仕事でかなり成功しているのであれば、あのもっとの成功があるっていうのではなくって、もっとストレスが少なくなって、物事がよりスムーズにいくようになって、人生が、まあ、寿命が伸びる、健康も改善する、まあ、健康はかなりいいですけどね、mm-hmm. っていうことを教えてくれました。 That would be great.、Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to experience that myself.
I think your husband can help with this.
Yes, yeah.
Because he's not so stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's more relaxed.
彼はもう、yeah.
mm-hmm. It's the same with Richard and I.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the one who goes fast. And、yeah. he's the one who says, no, take time to enjoy your life. 、yeah.
I could see that. He really、yeah. loved Richard.
Well, she、yeah. needs somebody like that. I
work. I'm like, in a way, I'm workaholic.、
Mm-hmm.
I admit that. I love working. And I write books. I, like you,、mm-hmm. you write books. Yeah, I'm an author. I write books and articles.、Yeah. And I have 5-6 projects at the same time.
Me too.
And my life has been like that. I'm fine, but...、You know, I need...
You need someone to say, stop, yeah, enjoy the flowers.
Yes. あの、ゲンさんがね、助けてくれるんじゃないかって、彼はもうあなたよりももっとリラックスしていてね、あなたはもう仕事って、私もそれでリチャードがそれを助けてくれてる。How long have you been married with Richard?
5 years.
Ah, okay. So you've changed、yeah. since then, having Richard with you?
Completely, because he travels with me everywhere. We work together, we do everything together. We run a hotel in Bali together.We find to be apart as well. We enjoy sometimes if、mm-hmm. he goes to do a meditation course、mm-hmm. and I'm still in Bali, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a very good team.
リチャードさんっていうね、とっても素敵な旦那さんがいてね、今日インタビューしたかったんだけども、まあ、彼はあとはもう5年結婚していて、で彼はメディテーションをね、あの瞑想を教えていて、まあ、すごいいいチームなんですね。で彼女もちょっとあの仕事をわーってするタイプで、彼がとてもこうリラックスして瞑想してこう落ち着いた感じの人でね、二人ですごくいいチームなんです。 I could see Richard's energy coming in from the back.
Yes, he worked very hard this weekend.
People
to hold the space.
Yes, yes, yeah. Because it was messy at the beginning of the workshop.、
Mm-hmm.
You noticed very
well because people coming in as
yeah,
well and
yeah.
just getting used to working with me.
And toward the end, it was very different.、
Yes.
I noticed. And also sitting、yes. closer to Richard, you,、mm-hmm. I felt the vibration coming from、mm-hmm. backwards.、
Yeah.
So, wow, I said. And some of the people who were very sensitive could feel that.
Yeah, he had a great time. And for him as well, sitting at the back there, he sees so much happening in the space.、
Mm,
it's not boring.
、mm. But people didn't know who he was because he was not in the part of the nose and anything, you know?
This was so funny. Kia said to us the next morning, he said, people have been asking me, who's that man sitting、mm-hmm. at the back? Because we forgot to say he's my husband.
Yes, yeah, right. yeah. And it's actually the workshop is to you too.
We work together.And、yeah. in the next weekend, we'll be working much more together. He will teach certain sections
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes.
But in the first workshop, we don't do that because people come to see me.、
Mm-hmm,
and sometimes they complain a little if it's not me.
Oh.
You know? And then later,
because you're already so famous.
Yes,
million books sold. You.
But after Richard talks, then they all want to see him.
Ah, I see. Yeah,
oh, Richard, please help me. So, but we do it gradually. We found that works best.
I see. So that was on purpose.
When they've already seen enough of me, then we introduce Richard and he starts to work with them as well.
ワークショップが始まった時にね、リチャードさん紹介しなかったんですね。なんでかなと思ってたんですけど、今説明してくれたんですが、リチャードさんっていうのはカレンさんの旦那さんで、瞑想とかを教えてる方でね、今日昨日一番後ろに座ってこう部屋のエネルギーをこうホールドしてるんですね。でこうそばに行くとね、私彼の、ね、エネルギーを感じるんですよ。で最初の頃っていうのはね、こう乱雑なわーっていうそういうのがあったのがね、2日目そして最後に向かってすごく綺麗になっていったんですね。特にアップリフティングっていうのをやった後にすごく綺麗なエネルギーになったんですけど、そういうのをカレンさんとリチャードさんが対角線上に対面に座ってそのワークショップの場をなんか綺麗にしてくれてるんですね。そういうのを感じました。だからリチャードさんがすごい大事なんですね。でもみんなはカレンさんを見に来てるので、カレンさんに会いにカレンさんの話に聞きに来てるから、だから最初はカレンさんだけが喋って、そして2日目にやっとリチャードさんを紹介してくれました。でも一度リチャードさんがね喋るとみんなリチャードさんっていう風になるそうです。 I could see why that happens about Richard. So you're not teaching any other place other than Okinawa this time in Japan?
No, no, but we taught in Hakone last time, and we thought that we would probably be more based around the Tokyo area, but we couldn't find a venue big enough with windows that open. And I can't teach my work without some circulation of air. This is perfect. This
really, I see.
It's very important for us. And also, the prices here are so much lower, we can put the ticket price down, and it actually works out cheaper for people to fly to Okinawa than to take a workshop with me in Tokyo.
Last year,
it was three times more expensive for the ticket price.
I could see why we were from Tokyo people. So it's very expensive.東京の方、去年は、ね、箱根でやったんですね。で今年はどこか他でやらないんですかって言ったらば、まあ、沖縄のこの会場しか窓が、ね、開けてフレッシュエアが入るところはなかったんだって言うんですね。 それでここになったということで、でもかえってここの方が値段が安くって全体のチケットが安くできたからかえってうまくいったって。 Yes, this is a really wonderful place. People look at Okinawa、like a healing island, you know?
Do they?
People come here just for relaxing destination.In a way, but also it has a very strong military presence, as you notice.
I've noticed.
Yes.
But the land energies here are very, very compatible with my work. It doesn't seem to matter about the military presence. I didn't find that to be a problem at all during the workshop.
Oh, good.
What we're really interested to explore in the next 4 days before the next workshops.Is the land energies here in Okinawa because we think it's going to allow us to pass some the kinds of things we weren't able to pass in more closer to Tokyo. And also the interesting thing about the Okinawan group is the people are much younger.
We've
attracted much younger people. I think maybe because of Kyo. And that for me is also very exciting. Because I really enjoy working with younger people. I don't want to put off older people. But for me, it's an unusual opportunity. Usually in Bali and here in Okinawa, I've attracted younger people. In Tokyo and America and Europe, usually it's older people.
That's interesting. Okinawa はね、すごく参加者の年齢が若かったんですね。そして東京とかそれからアメリカとか他の場所では、まあ、年齢層が高いんですね。で彼女も若い人のエネルギーがすごく好きで、それから沖縄 その土地のエネルギーがとてもパワフルなんで、それをこの4日間次のワークショップの間探検する探索するって言ってました。彼女の必要なものをそのランドに「Are you going to be sending some energy back to Okinawa land or what you going to do with the land energy of Okinawa?」
No, we don't change land energy. That's very important not to do that. That can disturb a lot of things. But there is a way of, you know, in the workshops we were talking about how there is something very special in the tradition of Japanese people, but they're a little bit separated from it now.
Yes.
Because they've really embraced the new technologies, but they don't know how to put that and the old tradition together.
Yes, that's true.
I think that's something my work can help with.
Yes, to connect with the the tradition we have, at the same time we embrace the new technology,
yes.
Two together.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
And to be in a place, in a place like Tokyo, the technologies are too, they're too prevalent. The land energies are difficult to feel there.
Mm.
You don't even see birds flying in Tokyo.
Mm.
You know, I didn't even see an insect when I was there.
Mm.
You know, so here there's a much more natural environment,
mm.
and it creates a space for us to bring those two together.
Mm. I see. Yeah. Yeah. あのね、東京ではね、今虫も鳥もいなかったって言ってるんだけど、まあ少しはいるんだけどね。で、あの沖縄っていうのはすごく自然がすごく豊かだから、彼女の仕事がもっとできるって言うんですけど、彼女がそのやりたいことっていうのはね、日本人が持っている伝統で、そのすごく素晴らしい伝統からちょっと、あと自然、それから人々が離れてしまってる。で、ものすごいモダンテクノロジー、現代的なものを抱擁してるんですけど、それだけになって、その大事な元々のルートとか伝統とか自然から離れてる、これを融合させることができるんじゃないかって、私の仕事がその2つを合わせる助けができると思ってるんですね。で、私もすごくそう思います。 We totally, we are from Tokyo, both of us, but now we move to countryside where we can farm, we grow all the food. We don't have hotel like you do, but we have a small inn business. WeGive organic food to people who visit.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yes. So we found it very, very interesting to farm, like planting rice and growing vegetables.
Yes.
And now we are attracted to Okinawa because we started raw food and we want to grow more orchard, fruit trees. Mm. And our place is too cold, so we may want to
have
and actually keeping both. Two places, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah.
I would like to keep both places. And
yes.
One here is orchard, tropical orchard, inn, and one place in near Tokyo where we can come.
And somebody told us this morning, a lot of people now are moving from the mainland to Okinawa.
Yes.
Yeah, it's becoming very popular.
Yes, yes. That's true.
Yeah. So maybe I don't have to teach in Tokyo. Maybe I can just teach everything here in Okinawa.
Yes.
Because I have a wonderful venue now. I have Kia to do the organizing, and he's just a wonderful man. And maybe people will fly from mainland Japan for the next workshops here.
Yes, right.
I already decided with Kia this morning we're going to do another one.
Good.
We don't know when, but we're going to do one.
That's wonderful. Yes, that's good.
And what we'll do is we'll find some dates that are not high season for flights, so it works out at least a good price for people to do.
To fly. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And actually, we flew with the hotel package. That was the cheapest.
Oh.
Hotel package with this hotel.
Really?
Yeah, there is one. Check out with Salada Tour. Salada Tour. Like Salad Tour.
Okay.
We didn't bring with the QS package because this is even more cheaper with the flight.
Oh,
right in the hotel.
I will tell you.
Right
in
the hotel together. And I'd love to help you with organizing also.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. So actually, yesterday's people, about 100 of them, maybe 10 or 12 people from my blog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who read my blog and just came from elsewhere. So
thank you very much.
You're welcome. I love your work. It's so important. And he had the burning question he wants to ask about human race garbage. What to do? Humanity has such a garbage of like nuclear bombs, things like that. How do you deal with that kind of clutter?
Collective
social baggage.
Yeah, we have discussed the sort of personal baggage.
Yes.
Now, of course, it includes. It should extend to collective life.
This is a big question.
Uh-huh. Look, that's what we do.
Yes. Look, you can't change the big world. You can only change individual people.
That's
true. Individual people can change the big world. So the work we do is initially to introduce people to the concepts of clutter clearing and space clearing. But after that, one of the things I always recommend people do is personal spiritual development work. And I have a very good relationship with the Clear Vision School, which I mentioned before. Their mission is to build people of substance, people with vision, people who really have perception. And of all the teachers I've found in all the time I've been doing spiritual work, which is 34, 35 years now, this school has impressed me the most.
Mm, Clear Vision.
Yes.
Okay, I will check it out.
It's
in the United States?
It's based in the United States now, clairvision.org is the website. But the, really the answer to your question is, I mean, I could talk to you for hours about this, but really the answer is it starts with individuals. And when enough individuals have a deeper level of perception and are living a life of integrity, then the bigger world changes.
Yeah. I thought that would be your answer. We discussed this yesterday.
Yes.
That's what I said. Synchronicity.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes, yes, yes.
You have a lot to translate.
Yeah, I know. あの大事なところだけにしますね。あの、ゲンさんと私はね、まあ、平和活動をやっていて、例えば核兵器とか言ってね、その人類の負の遺産のようなそういうゴミ、私たちにとってまあガラクタに見えるんですが、そういったものをどうすればいいんですかって言ったらば、それは一人一人のその、あの、ガラクタを捨てる、そしてスペースクリアリングする、そういうことからしか始まらない。で、あの、十分な人数の人がそれをやって、明確なビジョンを持って、そして、インテグリティ、まあ、それを統合させる、なんていうんですかね、インテグリティって昨日も役に困ったね、統合性を持つことができれば、それが世の中に現れてくるはずだっていうんですね。だからその平和な活動というかな、それが始まる場所も一人一人個人なんだっていうことで、結局私とゲンさんもそれが結論だったのでね、あ、やっぱり同じ答えだなっていう感じになりました。Yes, we really discussed this a long time, and I thought that we have to start from us, just by myself and himself, in the house. And if all of us do that, maybe the world will change.
Yes, but it needs more than that. Mm-hmm. It's not just about lifestyle. It's about developing subtle body structures and developing vision and being able to make a difference.
ライフスタイルだけではなくて、昨日サトルボディデベロップメントっていうのがね、略語でちょっと困ったんですけどね、すごく絶妙な精妙な体のをそれをあの成長させることと、それからクリアビジョンを持つこと、明確なビジョンを持てること、それがあの世の中を変えるにはあの必要だって言ってるんですね。 So that it all depends on how each one of us can develop that kind of body and also having the clear vision of the world we'd like to liveYes. Having clear vision.
Yes. Oh, there's so much more, but I would need
hours
to put a context.
Sure.
It's to just give you a few sentences without context, it doesn't mean much. The space clearing workshop really is 2 days of me giving people a context before I do the mandala ceremony on the third day, which it really is what my work is about.
Wow.
Then people really feel and experience what it is I'm doing. Because it's not just about information, it's not just about changing a lifestyle, it's about living in a completely different way. With the same kinds of powers and forces that ancient people used to have. But I can bring that into people's lives today.
Wow.That would be, I'm missing that, and I'm sorry because it was already full, and I have work to do in Tokyo. So, but I will be tuning in, and even though I'm from the distance, I'll be like you read energy in the distance. We do also. I can tune in that time and try to feel the energy of the workshop so that I can still learn something from you and bring that back to home and around me.That for myself.
Well, maybe next time the dates will work better.
Yes. Thank you very much for your time.
Very welcome.
カレンさんと、ね、おしゃべりいっぱいしちゃってすいません、日本語に訳してないんですけども、そのライフスタイルチェンジだけでは、ね、十分ではないっていうこと、そしてその彼女が3日目に教えるのは、ね、スペースマンダラって言えるんですけども、それによってね、あの皆さんはそのガラクタをただ単に整理するとかだけじゃなくて、それがエネルギー的にどういうことを意味するのか、そして全く違うあのエネルギーのレベルで生きるということを学ぶことができる。古代人間はそのようにして生きてきた。カレンさんはそれを現代に、そしてあのワークショップを受ける人にそれをあの経験してもらうことができるというようなことでした。で、今回私は15日からですね、東京で用事がありますので参加できないんですけども、まあ、エネルギーを、まあ、遠くからも読むことができますので、それでなんとかチューニングして学びたいというふうにお答えしました。そう、Thank you very much.
You're very
welcome. And our love to Richard. also setting our gratitude and love to Richard as well. You and Richard, you're such a wonderful couple. And you're the model to many others in the world. Because we need men and women in good harmony.
Thank you.
very, very much.
I'm very lucky to find him.
リチャードさんにもよろしく伝えてください。あのつまり男女がね、こう調和してハーモニーで、生きていくってことが今の世の中にとってとても重要なので、ぜひお礼を言ってくださいって言ったら、あのリチャードさんのようなパートナーがいて私はとてもあのラッキーですということでした。カレンさんを見つけ、あの迎えてのポッドキャストどうもありがとうございました。この後もですね、何もカレンさんのこと知らない人はこの2つの本をまず読んでください。どちらも小学館文庫から出ています。ガラクタ捨てれば自分が見える、ガラクタ捨てれば未来が開ける、私のブログの中でも、ガラクタを手放すというのでずっとカレンさんの特集をしてますので読んでみてください。どうもありがとうございました。